Welcome to Let's Pop the Cork, Episode 4, a podcast that pops the cork on current pop culture news, entertainment, music, and much more.
So pop the cork, pour yourself a glass of bubbly or your drink of choice, and enjoy.
Yay! Welcome to Episode 4.
We made it to Episode 4.
Yes, it's been an exciting journey.
Yes, and we have really good news. Our podcast is now available on Spotify.
Yes, Spotify and a couple of other...
That was the wrong button. Hold on. No.
Oh, it just went from bad to worse to worse to worse.
What the fuck?
That's so hilarious.
Oh, no. That's fine. We can just keep going.
Okay. So it's available on Spotify and a couple of other platforms. So we're excited about that because... we finally did it, you know.
It took forever, a lot of trial and error, a lot of editing and resubmitting. But it's on Spotify now, and that's exciting for us.
It is, and mainly because more people will have access to the podcast. I know it was kind of hard for some of our listeners to listen on Anchor.
Yeah.
I don't know why. But some of the listeners did reach out to me and say, oh, it's kind of hard.
It is hard. And then when you get used to listening to wherever you listen to your music or podcasts, like it's hard to go download a different app and listen to it on there. But we appreciate everybody that did do that. And now you can listen to us on Spotify. We're still working on Apple Podcasts.
Yes. So today we're going to go ahead and start with Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Spoiler alert, if anybody has not seen the Battle of Winterfell.
Yeah. Skip ahead. We'll put the timestamp below in the description to where you can jump ahead so you don't listen to any of these spoilers.
Yes. But it was a big episode. Because finally, what I was saying, I needed some action. I needed some.
Was that enough action? It's like, I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
No, for me, I was just holding my breath and, you know, excited. I didn't know who was going to die, who was going to live.
Maybe, I don't know if this is an unpopular opinion, but actually, I think it's a popular opinion because I've been reading a lot of people with the same opinion. Do you think enough people died? Not that I wanted the characters to die, like there, of course I don't want that, but it just didn't seem like realistic. Like, how realistic can it be? It's a sci-fi show, but how realistic was it that you would see like Grey Worm taken over by the White Walkers and you're like, he's gonna die for sure, he's dead, and then all of a sudden you see him and he's still fighting?
I mean, I think enough people died. I think I read somewhere that more people or more main people died in the Red
Wedding. Yeah. So, yeah, that's why I was expecting that. Unless they're going to get us with the next battle, which is against Cersei.
Yes. I mean, they definitely are.
Yeah. In this episode, when we were watching it, we were worried that they were all going to die. We're like, there's a possibility. They could all die.
If you remember on our last episode, you asked me, who do you think is going to sit on the throne? And I was like, the Night King. How are they going to beat him?
Do you think the Night King will come back?
No, I think he's done.
Well, they brought back the Mountain, though.
True.
But yeah, I don't know. Who knows? Anything can happen still.
And the Red Witch, she's gone.
Oh, she's dead.
Yeah. I didn't like how she died, by the way. She just walked out got naked and then just dropped on the snow.
And she was like, I guess I'll die.
Like, what was that about? Like, she probably used up all her magic. She did.
But how annoying was it when she was coming out to light up the trenches and she was walking like the slowest pace I've ever seen?
That's what I would have done. Hello.
You're like, first and foremost, make an entrance. Number one.
You know you're dying at dawn, so you have to.
That's true. Make them remember you.
Yeah, you know, and she has to take her time. I mean, like, what would they have done without her?
Yeah.
I think she added a very special element to the episode.
Oh yeah, yeah. Made it more interesting. She gave them hope,
you know. She, yeah. Like, I honestly was like, oh, she's a bad bitch. Like, this Night King, they got dragons, they got this Red Witch, they got everybody.
She lit up the swords of the Dothraki.
She came from where the
oh right, that's true.
The Nightwalkers were
White Walkers,
whatever the little bitches are called.
The Nightcrawlers.
She came from there.
Yeah.
Like nothing.
Yeah. And she was a VIP of the show because she lit up that trench and she improved the visibility of the whole show. Because the whole time I was struggling. I was so annoyed because I couldn't see shit. Like, it was so frustrating.
Well, that was a big complaint from a lot of people too, that the episode was too dark.
Yeah.
You know, but for me, it was a little dark, but at the same time, it also, I think it had to be. You kind of want to get surprised.
Right, right.
So,
and it's like exactly. You want to get surprised. It's not exciting if you see everything as exciting. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
and then all this flurry or whatever that was it like.
Oh, my God. Like that fog.
That fog. Yeah. Came
or
in.
Like a blizzard. That was crazy.
So that's why it had to be kind of dark and not visible, because this thing, it was affecting their...
And that's what the characters are witnessing, right? Like, it's darkness. These things are coming out of nowhere.
Exactly. So I think that's kind of why the purpose of it being so dark.
True, true. But it's still frustrating.
It is.
As a viewer.
I hate it. Yeah. Yeah.
I definitely can't watch it in the daytime.
No.
Mm-mm.
Or, I mean, you can, but just shut all your windows.
True.
Oh, that's technically. And, you know, I mean, Jamie's still alive, right?
Yeah. I mean, not many Tyrion. People died. You know what I'm saying?
Jon Snow.
More should have died.
Sansa.
Sir Brienne is still alive.
I like
alive.
Sir Brienne.
I love Sir Brienne. But I thought her character arc was done. Because, you know, she got knighted and that was like the ultimate thing, you know? So it's like, okay, it's done.
You know what the ultimate thing for her is going to be?
Getting Jamie.
Getting laid by Jamie. I so want that for her.
You don't
her.
Want her with the redheaded dude that wants her?
Ooh. That's kind of hot, too. No, I think she should shag the redheaded guy and then marry Jamie.
Oh, okay. So we're playing that game. It's like shag, marry, kill.
I don't know who she's going to kill. But...
Oh, she killed plenty already.
But yeah, no. Like for me, I would want her to have like a little sex scene with someone.
Yeah. She's earned it.
She's more than earned it. She needs it. Like, come on, girl. You need to rest.
And did you see, speaking of like love interest in the show, did you see there was kind of a connection between Sansa and Tyrion when they were in the crypt?
Yes.
They're kind of giving each other the eye, kind of flirting a little bit. I think so. I think there was something there.
I mean, well, you know, they were married.
Yeah, but I mean, that was a marriage of convenience.
Maybe they realized it, you know, if they're meant for each other. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe they thought they were going to die. So they were like,
let's do what we never did.
Like Arya, that's what she did.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the theories is that she might be pregnant. Who knows?
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I haven't heard that theory.
Yeah, I heard that theory that she might be pregnant. This is gross. My brother said, like, yeah, because who's going to use protection, like, if they think they're going to die?
True.
So, maybe.
I mean, even back then, they probably wouldn't.
I'm sure there was ways back then.
Okay.
It's like they're made out of sheepskin, but they existed, okay?
We're going to have to go and research that. What was the way? Everybody was also talking about Bran and how he was sitting under that tree.
Somebody tweeted, like, y'all can use all these fancy theories and words about Bran, what he was doing, but I know a nap when I see one.
But you know
that
what?
Fool was napping.
It reminds me of a friend of ours.
Ooh.
Who needs his naps all the time?
Oscar. I mean, Ham.
Another one. Snoop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We even have a trademark name for it. It's a Snoop Nap.
Exactly. That was a Snoop.
I think I made an itinerary for one of our trips, and I literally put in there Snoop Nap.
Snoop Nap. Yeah. Yes. But anyway, you know why he was so careless, though, Bran?
Yeah.
Because
he knew.
He knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, he wasn't worried about no Night King. He wasn't worried about anybody. He was just like, y'all could worry. I'm going to chill.
Yeah, I'm going to close my eyes, watch YouTube, whatever he does in there.
Go and play with his ravens.
We're all like, oh my God, he's going to do some crazy shit right now. And he closed his eyes and the ravens took off. Yeah. And then nothing.
Well, you know, I thought he was the Night King.
Yeah. Because you see ravens, him go directly to the... Yeah, exactly.
And then he orders his people to walk into the fire.
Yeah.
And then I was like, why are they walking into the fire? And then at first I was like, oh, Bran's manipulating the Night King to like destroy all his people. But then I was like, no, they're going on there to like turn the fire off.
Yeah, that was
so
crazy.
The other people can... Oh, I was like...
And when he made the other dead people rise up, that was crazy.
They like, should have been knowing that.
I know, but I felt dumb because I didn't even think.
I was like, y'all hella dumb. Like, y'all just got all these damn people killed. This man is going to bring them up from the dead.
Well, what do you do with them, though? Tie them up?
And then Jon Snow trying to, like, you know, prove that he's the shit. Trying to fight him. And then.
I know.
Jon Snow.
Do you think, so we were arguing about this, like, do you think that Daenerys, do you think that Dany is going to try to kill Jon Snow because he is the next to the throne? Mm-hmm. Yeah, heir to the throne.
I never actually thought about that, but you know what? She might get a baby popped in her first.
Ew, that's her nephew.
They already did.
They are royalty, right? Like,
and back in the day, they didn't care about that either.
They still don't in some parts of the world.
Well, yeah. So,
but I mean, she was adamant about staying queen, and it just seems like she's not going to give it up that easily. Even though it seems like she cares about him, like we were talking about it, seems like she cares about him. She defended him several times during the battle and stuff like that. But he was on her dragon. And also they were in survival mode. She hasn't had time to process that.
She needed him as well.
Exactly. She needed him as well.
I think it's going to be a moment kind of where... She might be thinking about, like, how am I going to get rid of Jon Snow? Or should I even, like... I think she's going to be kind of, like, at a crossroads. Mm. And I think one of them is going to die.
Who you think one of them
I
has to die?
I think one of them. I don't know which one. And then the person that dies, it's going to be very dramatic. And it's going to be like, oh, you could take my spot. Like, you know, you be the king or you be the queen. It's like, okay.
Like, you may have the throne.
Yeah.
I'm going to go die now. Like,
yeah. So kind of like a Romeo and Juliet type of moment.
Oh, Lord. Well, thank then you. They both die if it's Romeo and Juliet. Maybe something like that will happen.
Or maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be kind of corny like that, you know? Like, whatever with his love scenes.
That was gross. Yeah.
But now Arya.
Yeah.
You want to get into her already or?
Oh, yes.
Cause
she's a bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's a badass.
She's a bad bitch.
She's the baddest bitch on the whole show.
I'm a bad bitch. You can't kill me. Like, I honestly thought everything was going to fail. Like, she jumped and then he grabbed her by the neck.
She's dead.
And I was like, bye, bitch. You tried. You tried it.
She tried it.
You tried bye. It. But then, you know, everything went in slow motion. Yeah. She drops the dagger. And then I'm just like...
Yeah.
Because everybody would have been dead.
Oh, yeah.
Jon Snow was about to get killed.
Theon Greyjoy did his... I mean, I feel bad saying it, but it was a weak-ass charge at the, you know, Night King.
Yeah.
He died hella fast.
Yeah. Well, I think he just wanted to die because he had already tried to save him and kill everybody. And
it's like a sacrifice. He was like, I'm
done.
He did
really good, by the way.
Yeah, he did.
You know?
He did.
I was proud of him.
Me too. You know, he grew so much as the character during all the seasons. Yep. Like, his character arc was great.
He redeemed the Stark last name back. Yes.
Yes. And his sister's still out there, Yara.
Yeah.
So she's going to come in and fight too in the
for
next
him.
Bet. For him. Yeah.
Because she knows how much it meant for him. But she did a good move, though, the sister. She was like, no, bitches, I'm leaving.
She's like, I'm going home.
Because all of you guys are going to get murdered.
She's like, massacred. I'm going home just in case.
Oh, no, she knew.
But she made it seem like it was like a good plan.
Exactly.
Know? Just in case you guys need some protection in the island. Like, you guys can come to my, I'm going to go get everything ready.
Right. And then she said, oh, the White Walkers can't go there. Yeah, right. They can. Watch this ocean freeze over. They're going to be walking right over that ice. No, but Arya, though, like, she... I did you think that was going to happen?
No, nobody saw that coming. Everybody assumed that Jon Snow was going to be the savior.
Or Daenerys.
But mostly Jon Snow, because you see him running and you see him... He sees everybody that he loves fighting, and instead of helping them, he still has that goal in mind to protect Brad.
I'm glad they brought him down a notch.
Me too.
Like, boy.
It's like, no.
No. Get down from your throne.
I don't know. He might be a good leader, but he's not really interested in it either.
No. But when the Red Witch, Melisandre, told Arya, like, oh, you know what you have to do. Like, even then, I still didn't...
Oh, yeah, me neither.
...realize it. Yeah. I was like, oh, what is this little bitch gonna do? She's already...
We thought she might switch into a White Walker because she said something about blue eyes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, but what is she gonna do? Like, she's just gonna fight them, like, behind their back? She's just gonna go stabbing them or something? But yeah. I never assumed it was a Night King that she was gonna get. And I never thought it was gonna happen this episode. I think it was gonna happen, like, the next episode.
Yeah, same here. So. I thought this battle was gonna, like, drag into the next episode.
Yeah, but we couldn't take it no more. So, thank God it didn't.
Yes, we wanted this little... I want them to get to Cersei, to be honest.
Yeah.
She needs to be handled. She really needs to be.
Wait, but Cersei's fashion this season, mm-hmm. I love it.
I've been living for her fashion.
I live for her fashion. I'm not going to lie. Like, if, you know, I could wear that every day.
Well, I live for Cersei. Like, her.
I thought she needs to get ticked down.
Yeah, she needs to be handled. Evil. But that would be me, too. Like, come handle me, bitches.
You're like, I accept that.
Yeah, like, she's, like, fierce. I love her. Like,
yeah. I mean, she's, obviously, she's a villain. But yeah,
and I'm trying to play devil's advocate. You know, I'm just trying to say, somebody go handle her and see if you can.
Didn't say you could.
Exactly. I want her and Danny to go at it. Because Danny has some weak-ass moves. You saw her trying to kill
that was weak.
She needs to train. Jon Snow needs to.
Jorah. He died in the friend zone.
And he never got to.
She didn't even give him a kiss when he was dying. Nothing. I was like, girl, at least like a kiss. Like, shit.
I was laughing. I saw this comment. It was like so stupid. They were like, oh, he died for her, like, friend zone. He never even got to beat those cheeks. I was cracking up. I was like, it's true.
They didn't lie. Like,
because he's been there for all this time.
Yeah, and she's gotten all these other... It's not like she's like, oh, I'm only dedicated to my career as queen. I'm not going to mess with no guy. No.
He even got rid of that disease that he had.
For her. Did you see the theory that he had that disease on his penis? I'm just throwing out the theories.
No wonder she didn't have one had nothing to do with it.
Obviously they took it off because he didn't have it anymore. Like the disease.
Oh, wait. What is the chunky guy's name?
Samwell.
You think, because he had to take it all by hand.
Yeah.
So if it was in his penis.
Yeah, they said that's why he gave him the sword, because he's like, he ain't closer to anybody.
Ooh, good
than
theory.
To Jorah. Yeah. That, I'm just saying, that's a theory.
Wow. Maybe. Did he die? What was his name? Samuel? Or?
Samwell. No. He hasn't.
Okay, maybe we'll find out. I don't know. Yeah.
Everybody kept saving him during the episode. I was like... but anyway, it was too much excitement this weekend for me. I also watched Avengers on Friday.
Did you? I haven't seen, but tell me about it.
Well, I don't want to ruin anything. A lot of people haven't listened to it, but... Yeah, it was really good. I highly recommend it. But it's hard if you haven't watched the other movies. You were saying you haven't watched it yet because you haven't really kept up with them, or?
No, I just haven't been able to, but I have seen the other movies.
Oh, okay.
I have. Yeah. I just haven't been able to.
Yeah, I mean, I put it on there because I was like, well, it did happen this weekend. It was a good movie, but I really don't want to say anything about it because there's a lot of people that are still waiting to watch it.
Yeah. Well, I'll say a couple of other things that not spoilers, but it was the largest opening weekend.
Yes.
1.2.
It broke a record.
Billion. Yeah. Billion.
Yep. Like, it was insane.
No movie has ever done that.
Yeah.
And also, it's the fastest film to achieve the 1 billion. It did it in 5 days.
Wow.
The other movie that achieved this was Infinity War. And they it took them 11 days to do it.
Wow.
So this one did it in like less than half.
No, it was crazy. It was packed. We went with a group of like, it was like 11 of us. That went. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was just fun. And
so y'all contributed to that 1.2 billion.
We did. Latino dollars hard at work.
Y'all heard that?
3D.
Oh, you watched it in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead with your rich self. Two snaps for you.
For 3D.
I can't even watch it on simple 2D.
He's like, I'm waiting for it on Netflix.
I almost tried to get the bootleg, but I couldn't even afford that. No, JK, no bootleg. I support these movies.
You're like, I do not do anything illegal.
I bet you it was out there, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, but no, congrats to Endgame, you know, it deserves it.
Yeah, and I liked it. I mean, it's not ruining anything. We know that they've been moving in a direction of including more diversity in their movies mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And some have hit the mark, others not so much, but I feel like this movie did hit the mark.
Yeah, and I've heard the reviews, and they've been good. So,
yeah,
good for them. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and move on to sports people.
Yeah, let's get into this tea.
I'm like...
Yeah, are you surprised that we have so much tea on sports people?
No, because all these people interact with
entertainers, actresses. Yeah, they music. Got their drama. They got, you know, they're people then.
I mean, all those worlds collide.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm not surprised, you know, it's bound to happen.
I just didn't know we were really going to do this every week, but there's something every week with them. And so we have a person that sends us these sports people stories.
Some of them.
So Hab sent us this one. Hab is on the Henny Badger Sports Podcast. He helps us out here setting up our podcasts for us. He's very helpful and he edits our podcast sometimes. So go listen to them. Henny Badger Sports.
Shout out to the Henny Badgers. My good boy Gecko's on there. My good boy
Crocker.
Hab. You guys know Hab, but the other two are on there as well.
So go support them. They're on anywhere you can listen to podcasts. They're pretty much on there.
So this story is about Dwight Howard.
Yeah, so there is a YouTuber by the name of Mason, I don't know how to say her last name, Ella Jane, and she said that Dwight Howard is her ex-boyfriend, and now he's suing her because he's saying that that's not true, and I was looking her up because I didn't know who she was before this, and her biggest claim to fame right now is that she has a book. did you see what it was called?
Yes, Industry Ho.
Industry Ho. And she has this book, and I was like, oh, maybe it's a tell-all, but apparently it's like a fictional book.
Oh, is it? I thought it was going to be a tell-all.
I was that's very interesting. Like, I wonder what she's going to say. But no, it's a fictional book, but she accused Dwight Howard not only of being his boyfriend, like that wasn't the whole thing. Like, she accused him of sexual harassment and threatening her life in tweets. And so
after she spoke out, right? After she said that Dwight was her ex, that's when the threats came and all that stuff.
Yes, that's what she's claiming.
Claiming,
but
allegedly.
She hasn't shown any evidence. So take that with a grain of salt. There hasn't been any, like, she said she had a lot of receipts, but we haven't seen any of them.
Well, on top of that too, Mason has a reputation for slandering.
Really?
Yeah, she did this once before to Playboy Cardi.
Oh.
And since then, those allegations have been discredited.
But who know? Well, okay, so maybe that was discredited. This hasn't been proven yet.
This hasn't been proven or discredited, but it's like, okay, once you say something, you better come with receipts.
Yeah.
You better show whatever you have, because yeah, or else you're going to get sued, because it is slander. If you can't prove it, you know, you're ruining someone's reputation, and you can't just come out and say stuff like that for what?
Yeah, I know. Well, obviously, if she is doing that, so Mason, he goes by he. He said that he's been getting these threats, and it might be because it's really happening. That's one theory. The other theory is that he is trying to blackmail Dwight Howard, and he's trying to just get him to pay him out so he could just be quiet.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's kind of normal, and I mean, obviously it's not okay, but I think it's normal for someone to freak out if someone is saying untrue things about them, especially if it's somebody that's known.
Right, right.
You know, obviously it's not okay for if Dwight is sending people to threaten him or whatever. Obviously that's not okay, because two wrongs don't make a right. But at the same time, it's like, you shouldn't be saying these things about a person if you don't have, one, receipts.
Right.
And what do you have to gain? What do both of you have to gain? You know, you have to be mindful not to destroy someone's career. Okay, whatever you guys had, if it is true, then what is the point of it? To me, it just seems like he's trying to...
He's either trying to go after clout and get his name out there, or he's trying to go after money. If it's not true that, you know, Dwight Howard is his ex and is harassing him. But
on top of that, it's like, what happens in bed, that's your business. Anybody's, you know, anything that happens in your bed is nobody's business.
Yeah. But nowadays, drama is what sells. Drama is what gets people clout. They get them subscribers. On YouTube, you look any YouTuber up, they have drama. Like, all the time.
Girl, let's start some drama.
So we could get some listens.
Right? No, but I mean, yes, but I think there's a way of doing that too. Without defaming, you can have drama, you can talk about drama, but you know, don't ruin someone just to ruin them.
Yeah. And I mean, but now, I mean, Dwight Howard has the money to come after him with a lawyer, so he might have to either bring up the receipts, or just, you know, quit. Well,
I want to see these receipts. If
yeah,
true.
Me too. I mean, but he said it a while ago, and he still hasn't.
I might go to one of these NBA games.
And yeah, so we'll see, more to come. There's no receipts yet. I feel like they would have been up by now. It's been a long time since that story came out, but we'll see what happens. And next up on Sports People, our boy Klay Thompson from the Golden State Warriors was spotted with our fellow Mexican friend.
Go Warriors.
Aiza Gonzalez.
Aiza Gonzalez is hot.
And she dates like the richest, hottest guys. I don't know if you've seen her dating history, but she dates like only like very famous hot guys.
Well, I mean, she is pretty. I don't know. I mean, she's been in a couple of things. I can't really name any of them.
I liked her. She was in Baby Driver. She was in Baby Driver as an act. She came out in that. What else has she come out in? What was that novela she came out in?
I know she's came out in novelas and stuff.
She was known for that novela.
I've seen her Neutrogena commercial.
She comes out in Alita, you know, that new movie. I want to watch it still. Oh, I think she's a villain in there.
Oh, cool.
She came out in Lola, which was like a very famous novela in Mexico. I don't know if you remember that.
No.
And she just comes out and, you know, she hasn't had like a big starting role yet in the U.S., but it's a hard crossover to make.
But that's what I'm saying. She doesn't have a lot of big roles yet.
No,
and she's
not
dating
yet.
All these.
Yeah, true, true, true. So some of the guys that she has dated are Josh Duhamel. I don't know if that's how you say his name. He's not, you know, super hot or super famous.
Isn't that Fergie's ex?
Yeah. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, she dated him? Mm-hmm. Wait, isn't he with
this
someone?
Was before.
Oh.
Yeah, Calvin Harris, Liam Hemsworth.
Okay.
And then after that Clay date, she's actually seen with a soccer player, but they said it was a soccer player and other friends that were at a movie. His name is Jermaine Johns. He's a USA soccer star.
Well,
so.
Girl, if you're on a date, it's just a date. You're not exclusive.
Yeah, it's not exclusive.
Like,
that's true.
You know, you can't put all your eggs in one basket.
And she went out on a date with Clay when Clay was down in LA playing the Clippers. So it's not like they live near each other. They were just going on a date.
Like maybe he asked her on a date and she was like, yeah, why not? And
yeah.
You know, I would do that. Like, you're not exclusive. Like,
true.
So she can date every... it is weird how she's... well, not weird because, like we said, she's not a big name celebrity, but she's dating all these big names.
Yeah. I mean, she's a beautiful girl.
But she is beautiful.
Yeah.
So we'll see what comes of that. But Clay, I mean, he's... Is he the only one that's single? No. Out of the Warriors? I don't know. Draymond is single too. But
Clay is cute, you know? So.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
He is. I think he's cute too. Well, that's it for our sports talk.
Sports people.
Very sports-like. I want to move into something into our music. Did you ever see the documentary that came out on HBO, Whitney Houston's?
I read about it and I read articles about it and it was so sad. So it's like, so sometimes I'll watch stuff like that, but there's other times that I'm like, okay, I just don't feel like getting in that mood. So I just won't watch it.
Kind of like the Amy.
Yeah, I watched that, but I watched the R. Kelly thing too.
Okay.
And it was just like, after that, the Michael Jackson one came out and I was like, I just can't. Like, I'm good. Like, it's just so sad. And I read the articles about it. I know what it's about, but I didn't actually watch it.
Yeah. And it's really good. I watched it. It was really good. I think they portrayed Whitney and a lot of the things that were happening in her life. Mm-hmm. I think it was a very good portrayal. And Robin Crawford, which was her best friend since high school.
Mm-hmm.
Comes out in that documentary.
Yeah. She drops a lot of bombshells, right, on there?
I wouldn't really call them bombshells.
Uh-huh. Because they're already things that were known.
It's just speculation about, you know, it was always rumored that Whitney and her had a romantic relationship, that they were girlfriends, that this, you know, it was all speculation. Nothing has really been
confirmed.
And obviously Whitney never confirmed anything. Robin didn't either. Well, Robin is coming out with a tell-all book. So we don't know if she's going to confirm it or, you know, but it's supposed to talk about her life.
Yeah. Wasn't she the one, Whitney, though, that already confirmed that Whitney was abused, though, as a child? Was that the documentary? Am I confusing it with something else?
No, I think they did say that in the documentary, but I think this was one of Whitney's cousins.
Yeah.
Saying that she got abused.
Yeah.
So it wasn't Robin.
Okay.
So I think that's the whole drama that you're talking about with the bombshells and all that stuff.
Okay. So this is different.
This is different. We'll see what she says. I mean, everything pretty much has been said about Whitney.
Confirming that relationship, like you said.
That, and on top of that, Robin has never really talked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she hasn't talked much about her relationship with Whitney or what she saw.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the documentary, it kind of alludes to Robin leaving Whitney's side because of her drug use and Bobby's drug use.
Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't really be there watching that. And Bobby didn't really want her being there either because, you know, she was trying to stop Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
That was her friend. She didn't want her to do
this. Yeah, she wanted the best for her.
Exactly. So that's kind of why she left, according to the documentary. But I don't know. I think a lot of good stuff might come out of this.
Or tell-all. At least new stuff, right?
New stuff. Yeah. I mean, not good stuff in the sense where, like, happy stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just us getting a different perspective of what was going on at those moments, in those moments of darkness in Whitney's life, you know?
Yeah.
This book comes out in November, so this fall.
Are you going to read it?
I want to, mm-hmm. or at least parts of it. I don't know. It depends.
You're like, I'll skim it.
I mean, it depends what people say.
That's true. It might be like nothing new in there.
Yeah, if people say like, oh, nothing new is in there, whatever, then, you know what I mean? What is there to read?
True, true.
So it depends how long, too. Okay. So, moving on to Britney again. So last episode we talked about the hashtag Britney. Free Britney and all the stuff going on. Since then, Britney actually came out and did a little video on her Instagram saying that she was okay, that she needed me time, that you know, she was okay, pretty much telling her fans not to worry. So kind of saying that this whole Free Britney hashtag and movement is a lie or pretty much whack. You know, she's saying that her family's okay, that she's okay. But there's been even more developments with that whole Free Britney and all that stuff. She, according to court documents, she does have a court hearing on May 10th. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are speculating that it is going to be regarding the conservatorship and ending that. There's also been a lot of speculation, and this is all allegedly, saying that they're trying to paint Britney in a bad light. Mm-hmm. A lot of the reporters that are getting paid, again, allegedly by her team and her dad. Like, I don't know if you saw, but today there was pictures of her supposedly driving while on the phone.
Yeah.
And this other Instagram page that I follow shows that Britney was parked. So it's like, okay, they just put stills on the page saying, oh, she's driving with her phone and she's parked.
Yeah.
So people are speculating that they're trying to make her seen in a bad light before this court hearing.
Oh, they're trying to. Yeah. And they're trying to quash all these conspiracy theories, too, by showing that, you know, she's doing whatever she wants. But in the end,
she's out of control.
That she's out of control. But in the end, you know, there's people on the inside that have said that Britney's life is not her own, and it hasn't been for over a decade.
David LaChapelle came out saying that, remember when we talked about the video that leaked, the Make Me? Uh-huh. Well, David LaChapelle came out and talked about that video and also talked about how he feels that she is trapped.
Yeah.
And that she is being...
There's just too much evidence for the, you know, theory that she is trapped. And I don't know.
It's too much evidence to... And it's giving it legs.
Yeah.
For it to walk.
Right,
you know,
right.
I mean, if it was really like nothing that these people with the Free Britney movement, if there was nothing that they could hold on to, then this would have been dead.
Yeah.
But it's just.
And I think it's a good thing that that podcast, which was Britney's Instagram or Britney's Gram, they brought this to light and they created this huge debate that they didn't expect it to create. But I'm glad it came out. I'm glad it got discussed, the you know, as much as it did, because this has been going on for a long time. And
the conservatorship.
Yeah, the conservatorship and, you know, just kind of making money off of her, you know, allegedly, but really they are.
Yeah, I mean, everybody
knows.
Makes money off of her.
Yeah, everybody makes money off of her. And I just, in the end, like her true fans, her true stans, they want her to be healthy and happy. Hopefully she'll go to court on May 10th, do whatever she needs to do, and she'll be finally free. Honestly, hopefully. I think it's real. I think that she's in a way in prison.
Yeah. Well, good luck to her on that. I want to talk about, moving on, I want to talk about Cardi B. So a couple of days ago, Cardi B went off on the Shade Room. I don't know if you follow her.
Yeah, I do.
So according to Cardi B, the Shade Room, which is a very popular gossip site, they keep posting bad stuff about her and about anybody that is, you know,
that has had any negative interaction with her too. Like they'll or talk any about
like
it.
Like anybody in her team though too, like yeah. Offset or yeah. anybody that she is supporting and friends with.
Yeah.
They're talking bad about them too.
Yeah.
So a couple of days ago, they posted something about Offset and, you know, him, his baby mama, and Cardi went off. She called out the girl, the owner of the Shade Room, mm-hmm. like this water buffalo, like she be posting all this shit about me, you know, obviously how Cardi talks.
Yeah.
And I was just cracking up about her stories. Like, she went off. It was like four different stories.
Wow.
Talking about the Shade Room. She's like, why can't y'all post like, you know, the good stuff? You guys yeah. just post the bad stuff.
I mean, it gets to them after a while because in the end, everybody has feelings. And lately, that's been on the news a lot. It's like just celebrities in general not being able to take criticism well. Mm-hmm. So there was like a whole article that, and if you know, Olivia Munn, the actress, she mm-hmm. wrote about this blog that reviews fashion. And they've kind of been shady towards her. Not even shady. Like they're there to critique her outfits, which they have. And they don't love her outfits. But they don't make any comments about her body. They don't body shame her. And she just kind of went off on them and compared them to, like, kind of put them on the same level as the Me Too movement, which is, like, not at all. Like, if you read their, if you ever read their blog, I think they're called Go Fug Yourself. They're not even like body shaming or anything. And there's other celebrities that have come out against anybody that critiques them in the media. Nicki Minaj too. Mm-hmm. Like yeah. she went off on a writer and she like, you know, they're just like
yeah,
directly it's hard. Like insulting them.
Yeah.
Like she's like, you're ugly and this and that. Like Nicki Minaj to her and just because she doesn't like her music.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it's hard to get critiques.
Yeah.
But
I mean, we all right?
You have to build a thick skin. Yeah. A lot of people in the industry have said it for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have a thick
skin.
But
even us normal people get critiqued.
Yeah.
At your job. Like, do you not get
And even
a
some
review?
Of us pop off.
No, because you get fired.
I think it's a normal human emotion. You yeah. just need yeah there's people that don't know how to mm-hmm. control that and there's people that do, you mm-hmm. know. But I think on in all honesty, all of us get kind of irritated with critique. It's just some of us handle it better
or some of us take it as a chance to grow.
Yeah. And obviously depending on what kind of
true because if it's straight up shade, yeah. like, you know, Shade Room, you know,
yeah,
they're there for the cheeseman, they're there mm-hmm. for the tea. It's not yeah. like, oh, they're reviewing her music, like yeah. no, it's totally different.
Willing
you're right.
to help you yeah. grow, you know. It's like I've heard this saying before, saying don't ever look down on anybody unless you're willing to bring them up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if yeah. it's a critique that's that is constructive.
Yeah.
Then, you know.
True.
Yeah.
True.
But yeah, no, I get Cardi and she's just, she was probably.
She's also, had it.
She was also probably yeah. having a bad day and couldn't, you know, put up with it.
And they came after her man, so.
Yeah, but sometimes you gotta give the haters no mind, no attention, mm-hmm. like pay them no attention. Because, yeah. you know, like now everybody's going to go to the Shade Room and be like, oh.
Oh, yeah. She just got them a bunch of more views. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that water buffalo is on her way to the bank.
She's going to make shirts that say water buffalo. She's going to make a merch. Like,
yes. So. speaking of petty, I want to talk a little bit about 50 Cent because he is like the pettiest person out there. Recently he got into some beef with the power producer because I guess this power producer owes him $1 million. And it all started because Lala Kent from Vanderpump. Do you know who that is?
Not really. I don't Vanderpump keep up Rules? With that, but I've heard of the show.
Okay, yeah. So I don't keep up with the Vanderpump Rules either, but Lala Kent is a character on that show. It's a reality show. And she was talking about the producer of Power. And she was saying how he asked her on a date and how they fucked on the first date. Ooh. And then how she got a Range Rover after, like, the next day after they fucked, pretty much. You know, and I guess 50 was watching that episode and he was kind of like, oh, you want a Range Rover? Yes, go be a hoe. Go suck some dick. Kind of making fun of Lala. And then she kind of clapped back and was like, oh, you're a man and you're watching Bravo, which, by the way, nothing's wrong with a man watching Bravo. That? But she clapped back that way.
Yeah.
So then he took it to the producer of Power, pretty much charging him for that, like, pretty much telling him, like, you owe me $1 million. You better come up with this money or else I'm going to, like, clock you on top of your head.
Why $1 million, though?
I don't know why he owes him. I don't know if it's because 50 is somehow involved with Power.
Okay.
You know, so Randall Emmett, which is the producer of Power, owes him $1 million, 50 Cent.
Mm.
So I'm kind of guessing that it's maybe because of the show somehow, maybe royalties, something. You know, or maybe he lent him money to do stuff. I don't know. But it was like this beef that, to me, it's so funny because 50 is like the pettiest person. He literally, you do not want to go into a fight with him. He's been in a fight with Vivica Fox. He's been in an ongoing fight with Tierra Marie. Like, he just, even Chrissy Teigen, she came on Twitter, she was like, please never let me fight with 50 because he's like petty as shit. So to me, that was kind of funny with 50 and all his little beefs. So another thing that I wanted to talk about that we kind of skipped over a little bit is this musical, Destiny's Child musical, that Matthew Knowles is.
Do you think he's just trying to make money off of this?
Well, yeah, that's what he does. He just tries to make money.
Because are they even cool, him and Beyonce? Because there was so much drama with that he...
Didn't
you know,
she sue him at one point?
Yeah. Beyonce? And it was just bad, like, on a personal level because he cheated on her mom with, was it her backup dancer or backup singer?
I don't even know.
Yes. He had a baby with her.
Oh.
Well, they have like a real bad history, her and her dad. Like, starting from when she was a child, like, he made her work her ass off to train her to become Beyonce, you know? He pretty much trained her to become Beyonce. And then she dropped him as her manager. He had kids outside of his marriage to Beyonce's mom, you know, two of them. I think she has a half brother and a half sister by different women. So he was just not, he was not the best.
And I feel he's shady as fuck.
Person. Yeah. He just, if that to all be honest, history doesn't seem shady enough, he's really shady.
Well, if he is doing this musical, and who knows if they're going to get any money out of it, you know, Kelly,
I doubt it.
Michelle or Beyonce.
Unless, who knows, like, legally who has the rights. Beyonce could maybe stop this. You don't know that.
Yeah. I mean, he has to use some of their music.
I mean, for the musical. He's using like their, I'm sure if it's Destiny's Child, he has to use their names unless he comes up with new names and stuff.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, somehow legally that could be possible. Like, he could be telling a story and still be able to use their names.
Right. But it's still obvious who it is. I don't know. Either way, it wouldn't be the same without Beyonce on board because you need their music. You need, you know, I don't know. And, you know, I just know she's been on the outs with him for so long that I don't see this happening. Like, when he got remarried, her and Solange didn't go to his wedding.
Well, if it happens, do you think it's going to be a flop?
I don't know. It depends. Like, does he even have the money to make this happen?
Oh, he will have investors. I think it's going to happen. And part of me thinks people are going to go and watch it. to be honest.
I mean, I would want to watch it. I love musicals and I love Beyonce, so I would love to, but I would really want her to be behind it before I did.
And I think it's also going to depend on the reviews.
Yeah.
If people see it and they say it's crap, then that's done.
Yeah.
But you know, if people see it and they're like, oh, it's actually a very good production, then I think it has, you know,
we'll see.
Potential to do good.
Did they say kind of when it'll be released or?
No, I think they just said it's in the works, but nothing. Usually they do this to see how much interest.
Level of interest. Exactly. Yeah, you're right.
And to get investors.
People start tweeting like, please make this happen.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, just to get investors, investors want to see that too. And they're like, oh, okay, it seems like there is a market for that.
Right.
So they'll drop in money.
Okay, we'll see what happens. Would you go watch it?
I'm not a big fan of musicals.
Mm-hmm.
But again, depending on the reviews, if they say it's a good production, it's good. And, you know, I do like Destiny's Child. I know their music.
Yeah.
So I would go see that.
Okay. So I know you know her, but a lot of people don't know her. She's a Brazilian singer. Her name is Pablo Vittar. And she's super famous in Brazil. Like, she's come out in Carnival as the queen. And she has really good music.
She does. She's collaborated with a lot of artists, too, like Anita.
Anita.
She has a song with this guy, with this...
DJ. Yeah.
He has a lot of songs. He's kind of controversial. But he's good.
Yeah.
He's fierce. Or she's fierce. I just get confused.
I think she goes by her. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, a lot of the collaborations are good. And I guess now he's trying to cross over to the English market.
Yes. So she is trying to do that. And people have been, this has actually been a floating rumor since, I think, January 2018. They said that Pablo Vittar was going to collaborate with Iggy.
Mm-hmm. Iggy Azalea.
And it turned out not to be true. It was just like a weird rumor. But recently, Iggy had tweeted that we're not ready for the collab she's coming out with. She said they're going to be good. So people were like speculating, like Cardi B would be a really good one. Other people were like, Saweetie would be a good one. You know, just throwing out names, Nicki, you know, they like the collabs they'd like her to see,
to do. Mm-hmm.
To do. And so Pablo Vittar came in and she was like, I would, you know, I loved Sally Walker. I would love to collab with you. And Iggy responded, send me something. So people are like going crazy because I know nobody knows Pablo Vittar over here. Like, honestly, like, not if you only listen to English music exclusively, because she hasn't made the transition to English music. But she's huge in Brazil.
Oh, yeah.
And in Latin America, she's starting to become well-known.
In the Latin market, yes. Because she even has a song with Lali, which is Argentinian, which is kind of big right now in the Latin scene.
But she is big and she is fierce and she's kind of a little drama, which I kind of expect,
which I like.
she came out saying she's not friends with Anita.
What?
Anita, yeah,
she said that.
Yeah, she said that they just don't talk, but I don't know if she meant it in a shady way. So all these articles are in Portuguese because like I said, she's well known in Brazil. So everything I look up about Pablo Vittar is like in Portuguese. And I'm learning Portuguese, but I'm not completely fluent. So I'm just like kind of reading the tea in Portuguese and pretty much saying like it's not no big deal, but they're just not friends. Like, you'd think they would be after seeing that video where they're just like all over each other and stuff. It's a really good video that they do with Major Lazer. But yeah, I would be excited to see that because I listen to her music and you know, her Portuguese music. So I'd love to see her with Iggy. Is that something you would like to see, or you don't care either way?
I love Pablo. Iggy, I'm still kind of on the fence with her.
Yeah.
With Iggy. Yeah, she's good. But I'm still kind of like, eh, we'll see. You know, she has to win me.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited about the album. I mean, she's been hyping it up. She's saying she has a lot of good collabs coming out. So if that's true, I'm excited to see. But yeah, you're right. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, we're excited.
Oh, and, you know, speaking of music I'm kind of excited about, I'd be excited about Pablo Vittar, like I said. But I'm also really excited for FKA Twigs because she just came out with a music video. She hadn't had any new music, I think, in about 4 years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's called Cellophane, and it's just a beautiful song. It's a beautiful video. Kind of reminds me a little bit of, it kind of reminds me of Bjork's. Is it Bjork? Bjork's music. You listen to it, but anybody who hasn't listened to it, I highly recommend it. FKA Twigs. I feel like a lot of people have slept on her.
Yeah.
They haven't given her the, you know, the attention that she deserves. And, you know, a lot of people have turned against her because she dated, what's his name, Edward from Twilight.
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson. Yeah.
Well, she kind of fell off too because her music was doing really, really good, I feel, before she started dating him.
Yeah.
And then they started dating and she kind of forgot about the music.
But I don't think
was all
she's
about the dating.
Completely forgot about the music. I think people were literally turning against her. And they were like, how can you... They kind of made it about race.
Oh,
like,
really?
They were just like, how can you date him?
And she's African-American.
Exactly.
And he's obviously Caucasian.
Yeah. And it was just kind of got ugly for a bit. And this new song, it's some of the lyrics are like, why wasn't I enough for you or something along those lines? Why am I not enough for you? And I feel like this song is aimed at people like that and people in general, because she did get a lot of attention. Her music did get a lot of attention, but I don't think she's gotten the attention she really deserves.
She deserves.
Yeah,
okay.
She's a real artist. And
she is good. I agree with you with that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited for what's to come from her.
And this
super
video
excited.
Is beautiful.
It is.
You know what it kind of reminded me of? Like the Sistine Chapel?
Yeah.
In a fresco, like the way when she starts dropping and
colors. Like, so it sounds like weird, but she's on a pole. She starts off on a stripper pole.
Not Cardi B pole. Not
no,
Cardi B
it's
set.
It's classy pole. Is there such a thing?
It's one of those high-end strip clubs.
It's like a artiste strip club, okay? And she's dancing, but it's kind of like she's putting on a show.
Well, the moves, they're very ballerina-like.
Yeah, very graceful.
Yes.
And it's like all the video has a meaning to it. Mm-hmm. It's not just her stripping on a pole.
No.
It's like she's putting on a beautiful, graceful performance. And then it just, all this weird stuff happened. You have to watch it. But it's really artsy and it's just a beautiful video. So I recommend it.
I do too. So
do you want to talk about what you that article you read about Coachella?
Yeah, so talking about music, this is kind of related to music. And anybody that went to the Coachella festival, you guys might want to get checked.
Only if you did some stuff, you know, if you kept to yourself,
well,
you're fine. But if you share drinks.
If you share drinks, that's what I was going to say. Because, you know, a lot of people just think that, okay, what we're talking about is that there was an article saying that the herpes cases spiked.
Yeah.
During the Coachella festival.
Yeah.
In the Indio Valley.
There's like a website that keeps track of herpes cases.
Well, what it is they call in, you know, with their symptoms, and then they tell them what it is. So the people calling and the cases reported, that's what spiked up. It's not really confirmed by the CDC or anything like that. It's not official, but it's pretty much...
But from the symptoms and the... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people saying, you know, what they were experiencing. So...
That's a souvenir they'll never forget. That's a souvenir you don't want. So be careful when you go out, you know, to festivals and stuff like that, and you're with strangers and you're drinking. I mean, obviously, that was not the only way they got herpes.
Exactly.
I mean, there's a lot of people that camp there and, you know, they party and they hook up. But also, honestly, drinking. Like, you're with strangers and they're like, oh, you know, I snuck this in. Like, you're taking shots from people you don't know because you're drunk. You're, you know, vibing and all this. So just be careful. Don't take drinks from strangers.
Unless you see the bartender pour it.
Even then, if they're drinking from it.
No. I'm saying straight from the bartender to me.
They're watered ass down drinks. Ugh, so annoying expensive and watered down they are. But whatever. I still want to go to Coachella next year.
You're complaining. You still want to go.
That's the weird thing about Coachella. And I've heard that from a lot of people. It's like, I don't love Coachella, but I also want to go. Yeah, like, it's fine. You still want to go. It's fun.
To be honest, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So but, I still go next year if we want to go.
We can. We just have to be careful.
Be careful. We have our set of rules. And, you know, not only Coachella, but also Stagecoach, which is takes place at the same grounds as Coachella. It's like the weekend or 2 weekends after Coachella. They have Stagecoach, which is a music festival for country music.
For country. Mm-hmm.
There was also a herpes spike after that one.
Well, I think it's because people, alcohol, like, you know, a lot of attractive people.
They're camping there. Yeah. A lot of people camp out there. Like, they don't, you know.
It's hot. They're hot and bothered. They're wearing, like, skimpy clothes. Like, people just want to make out. They think it's, like, fun, party, sex.
It kind of turns into this whole, like, Woodstock thing all over again in a way. It's a very boho, like.
A mess.
Yeah, pretty much. I was trying to make it sound nicer than it is.
So be careful if you go any festival, though. It goes for any
or
festival.
Any place. Don't drink from strangers' bottles. Like, I, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't.
Just don't do it.
So it never fails. We always have some Kardashian
Kim
news.
Okay. She's always in our tea. Like, I, you know, like I said, I don't even try to look for these things. They just pop up. And the latest thing was so petty and little, but honestly, she did this shit on purpose. So Taylor came out with a new song.
Called Me.
Called Me. What did you think of it, by the way?
I hated it.
I didn't like it either. I did not like it at all.
As it is, I don't like Taylor, but, you know, good music is good music. Like, there's songs, you know, that Taylor has done that I enjoy, that I'm like, oh, yeah, you know. But this song, it sounds like a little kid song.
It does.
Like, I'm not 5 year old.
It kind of reminds me of like a Happy, you know, Pharrell's Happy.
One I could bop to, though.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, it's kind of like, it's kind of made for kids.
This one reminded me of like a Barney song.
Like, never mind. That's even, that's the lowest of the low.
No, like you love me. That's what it reminded me of.
No, it kind
of
is, yeah. It's very simple lyrics, repetitive lyrics. She's obviously just trying to make a hit.
So how does Kim tie into this, though?
So Kim, she always finds a way to tie herself into this stuff. So we've mentioned it before. She had drama with Taylor Swift. And she said that she didn't even care about it anymore. She was over it. But
apparently not.
So when this whole drama went down, people like Kim K fans, stans, were bombarding Taylor Swift on social media with snake emojis. What? Like, saying she was a snake.
Oh.
And it became this thing where she's a snake and Taylor is canceled.
I do remember that, yes.
And it kind of became a big thing, so big that she even incorporated it into her merch, like Taylor Swift did. She came out in her concert. There was, like, a huge snake behind her. So she embraced the snake, you know. She was like, fuck it, you know.
Make money off of
it. Make merch off of it, you know. And so Kim, the same day that Taylor released that single of Me, she posted this Instagram photo with a bunch of jewelry with snakes on it. It wasn't just one necklace. It was like hella necklaces. It was necklaces. It was earrings. It was a pin. It was just fucking hella jewelry with snakes all over it.
Is she coming out with a jewelry line?
No. She was just like obsessed
with the snake.
With the snake jewelry. I was like,
so you think she's kind of trying to hint something about Taylor, saying something about Taylor?
That she's still a snake.
That she's still a snake.
Yeah. She released it the same. She posted that picture the same day that she released the song. And they honestly, the Kardashians, as we've learned, they everything they do has a purpose. Yeah. Every step they take. Well,
Taylor didn't care much because she released her video and her song. And she actually broke a record. So she broke a record. She had the highest solo and female debut in 24 hours. Wow. So the most, you know, views in 24 hours.
Wow.
So Taylor's not sweating it.
She says she learned. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, she's just not sweating it. You know,
yeah. She said she had to learn to laugh about it because she said that she went through petty bullying. She didn't name names, but obviously it was Kim K that she was talking about. She said she went through bullying online, and she said there was a hate campaign against her, calling her a snake on the internet. Obviously it was Kim K, and her stance are powerful. She has powerful fans, mm-hmm. like, and a lot of them. So they came in, and there's a lot of people that also don't like Taylor, honestly. Yeah. So they came in and they attacked her. They saw a chance to take her down.
Well, you also have to think about it's not just Kim's fans. It's Kanye's.
Yep.
And Courtney's. And Khloe's. Yeah. And yep. Kendall's.
And Kylie's. Like, yeah.
So it's a whole family. It's like, you know, it's like, you know, some families attack together.
No, you don't fuck with one of the Kardashians. They will all come for you.
Mm-hmm. So,
I don't know. I'm happy for Taylor. I mean, like, you know, same as you said, I'm not crazy. I don't like the song at all. And I'm not like a huge fan of hers. There has been songs I really liked. But yeah.
Same here, though. But I mean, credit where it's due. Right. You know? I mean, if she's doing good, that's good for her.
Yeah.
So moving on to
more
Kardashian. So I didn't know this, but she's having a fourth child.
Oh, yeah.
Via surrogate.
Yeah, via surrogate.
I really didn't know. So she announced it this weekend, you know, that she's having her fourth child. But she also had a CBD themed baby shower.
I saw that.
You saw that?
And it was so dumb because I already knew it was a surrogate. And then when she said it, I was like, wow, that's kind of fucked up because she's like pregnant and she's going to have a CBD theme. Like what? Like she's going to drink CBD tea? Like, I don't understand. I was so confused. And I was like, is this like a new thing? Like it's okay to do it now? And then I was like, oh yeah, you idiot. She has a surrogate. Yeah. She could get drunk. She can smoke weed. She can do whatever she wants.
Yeah. No. So she's did that, which was, I guess kind of cool. It's going to be the new thing.
Oh
now.
Yeah. Of course. Because they set the trends, honestly.
Exactly. But what the funny thing to me too, about this, baby shower, they released a little video and Paris was on her right. At the shower. And I didn't know they were.
Yeah, they're cool again.
I didn't know they were.
They've been cool again. I think they made up. Maybe it's been a while now. But yeah, they were on the outs for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that video where Kim's still not famous? So she's kind of hanging on to Paris Hilton. Like she always wanted to be famous, of course.
Oh, yeah.
So she's just kind of tailing behind her. And she's her employee, really. Like she used to organize Paris's closet, pretty much.
Paris would use Kim K like a slave.
Yeah. And then this girl comes up to take a picture with her and she just steps right in front of Kim K and takes a picture. I'm like, how things have changed.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of crazy how the tables have turned. I mean, Paris Hilton, of course, she's not a nobody, but.
But nobody's really. But nobody's checking really. For Paris. I mean, she still has fans.
She's a DJ, you know? Nobody's like stalking her like they stalk Kim K. No. Yeah, they're cool again.
I didn't know that.
I never seen Nicole Richie with them though.
No, because Nicole never wanted to be associated with that mess.
Mm.
Nicole's always been classier.
Well, her sister though, her little sister is up with the Kardashians because she's with Scott Disick. But anyway, those are our news for Kardashians. And I actually threw in a different category that we haven't talked about before. I don't know how much you keep up with them, but I've actually always kept up with the Royals. It's just something that I've, you know, I don't know why. I mean, I know why. Royals. I you know, I'm fascinated by.
You like the fairy tale?
No, not really that. It's more the history of it. I've followed, this sounds so nerdy, but I followed like the whole lineage, all the movies I've watched, like Elizabeth the First and all those shows. Victoria on PBS is really good.
So I'm guessing this new category is the Royals.
And so, you know,
that's what I'm getting from this.
Yeah, so this is a new category, Royals. No, but I just wanted to talk about it because it did make the news this week. But, you know, as you know, Prince Harry and Princess Meghan are having a baby soon. They didn't choose to disclose if it's a boy or girl, or they don't want to find out if it's a boy or girl until the baby's born.
Well, that's cool.
But there's already people... websites that are betting, putting the odds if it's a boy or girl. And they're also betting on what the name's going to be. And they think, and I don't know how people figure this out. Like, people have too much time on their hands. Honestly.
People that research the whole...
people like me that watch like all the series about the royals. The Queen on Netflix, really good. I highly recommend it. It's so good. Okay, anyway, back to this.
She's so, totally geeking out, guys.
I know, I'm geeking out. So people went and they typed into the royal website different names to see what would happen. So they would search up, like, say, the name Grace, because that's one of the names that they're guessing for if it's a girl. Mm-hmm. And it took them to a page that does not exist. But when they typed in certain names like Andrew, when they typed in other names like Arthur, James, Alexander, it takes them to the main page, which means that they have already reserved those pages just in case they choose one of those names. So somebody who administers the webpage knows that it's going to be one of those names, knows that it's going to be a boy. So that's the theory.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's but good theory,
how people
though.
People figure that out. Like, I don't know.
People with enough time on their hands, like you said, to look all this up.
So yeah, that's what they're thinking. It's a boy and it's going to be one of those three names.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. And I mean, that's nice. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how much you keep up with RT and stuff, but Meghan has also been kind of vilified in the British media. They said she's very high maintenance. They said all her staff quits because they can't handle the pressure. They said she's just a diva. She's on top of them to, you know, about her image. Like, she has all these things that she knows she wants to do, and she's very ambitious. And they just kind of have her painted as this very ambitious, honestly, like an American, you know, because that's how Americans are. Mm-hmm. And they've kind of stereotyped her as such, but even magnified.
Yeah, I have heard all mm-hmm. of those news.
But now they're saying one of the theories or conspiracy theories is that the reason why they're doing that is because they're trying to take the public's eye away from the future king, which is Prince William.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all these rumors that he has a longstanding affair with one of his and Kate Middleton's really good friend, Rose, I don't know how to say her last name, Cholmondeley.
Cholmondeley.
She's a marchioness. So she has a royal title. So she has more royal money than them. Oh. Yeah, she's very rich. And they're part of this group of friends that are rich and either have titles or have a lot of money, you know.
Okay.
Or lineage or whatever. But they're saying that they've been having an affair, that it's well known amongst the palace, that it's well known to Kate, and that it's causing a rift. But because they're trying to keep the eye off of him because he's the future king, they have to put it on somebody else to divert their attention away. And they're saying they're putting it on Meghan Markle.
Well, like father, like son. Hello.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, if that is true, it sucks. But, you know, it happens in this.
Yeah, I mean, it does happen. And like you said, it happened with his dad, with Charles. He had an affair with who he's married to now, Camilla Bowles, for a long time. I mean, she's the one he originally wanted to marry, honestly. but because the royals...
Have you seen Camille?
I don't. It's not all about looks, okay? He had real feelings for her, but his mom is the queen. She chose Diana for him because of her title. And, you know, that's what ended up happening. She was a better match. But, I mean, now William... Everything has changed for William and Harry. They get to pick who they're going to marry. Yeah. They don't even have to have a title. They don't have to, you know, nothing. So it kind of sucks if this is true.
Maybe he just, you know, maybe he just fell out of love and you can't really just divorce the person.
Yeah, I know. And they said, you know, the royal family is pretty much just trying to scramble to blame Meghan Markle for everything. Like, they're just trying to figure out a way, which I hope it's not true. I actually really like Meghan Markle. I think it's pretty cool history that she's married into the royal family. It shows that things have really changed.
Yeah.
And
Kate's pretty cool, too.
Yeah, of course.
I like Kate. She's nice.
She's also she seems a nice. Quote-unquote commoner.
I mean, not that I know her, but she looks nice.
Like, Kate's cool.
Kate's cool. I'd hang out with her if she invited me.
She wouldn't invite us, honestly.
Hello, we're commoners, too. We're the same.
We're practically the same, even though she comes from millionaire parents.
So, we want to move on to our...
Yeah, let's move on.
WTF story.
Now that I nerded out.
So do you want to start with your WTF or do you want me to start?
Yeah, I'll start with mine. So mine's more creepy and this is kind of a thing I've thought about before and have been scared of ever since I read a story about this happening before to somebody else. But pretty much this girl had been with a guy and she broke up with him. I guess he was abusive and, you know, she thought that was it. But all of a sudden, she started noticing unusual things inside her home. And this took place in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So she found like a blanket on the floor that wasn't on there before. She found that the toilet seat was left up. Even though she's a girl.
Like, she lives alone, right?
Yeah. She lived with her kids, but still, you know, like that never, you know when something's off in your house.
Yeah.
And she had an intuition about it, but she says she ignored it. She kind of brushed it aside. Like we all do. Like if you sometimes little things happen and you just kind of always try to rationalize it. Like the whole incident we had before with the volume turning up by itself. But she didn't want to seem paranoid. And so she just kind of kept ignoring it. And she said that nobody used the toilet like that. So she was like, is there a guy in my house? Like, I don't have visitors. Like, what the hell? And she only has daughters, so there's no boys in the house. Anyway, one day she comes into her house and she finds her ex standing in the middle of her bedroom. And he grabbed her by the face, but she was able to push him away. She ran outside screaming and her neighbors called 911. This guy had actually been living in her attic for weeks.
Oh, hell no. Hail to the no. That is creepy.
Yeah. So he wasn't coming in and sneaking in and doing stuff. No, he was living in her house for weeks.
But I feel like I've heard this story like happen before.
It's happened
right?
before. It's yes. happened before. And the other one is really weird and long. And, you know, we can save it for another time. It's more like a crime thing where it was pretty much a lady who had a lover. And she snuck him into her house and he was living in the attic for, I think, months, for years. He mm-hmm. was living there for years and the husband had no idea. And the guy ended up shooting. Yeah. And the guy ended up shooting the husband. She set this all up and she fixed it so she wasn't home. It was a crazy thing. I'll look it up one day, but it happened a long time ago. And it's happened to other people, too, where there was a guy living in their attic. So this is, I mean, this happens. So the moral of the story, never have a house with an attic.
Or check the attic every day come home.
Never going to have an attic. That shit's insane.
That is one of my, like, sometimes when I do hear stuff around my house, like weird noises or I feel like something like that's happening to me, I do go look under all the beds.
Yeah.
Every closet, every little door.
Just in case, you never know.
Yep, and I have a bat.
Me too.
So
her name Hot Sauce?
I actually wanted to name it Hot Sauce. So, yeah, like, you know, because I think it happens so often.
Yeah.
You can have an intruder and not know.
You remember the whole, it was like a myth. No, what's it called? Urban legend.
Urban legend.
About the, you know, the babysitter, and she gets calls, like creepy calls. And then she calls the cops and they trace the call and they're like, the call is coming from inside the house. And you're like, bullshit. But no, this shit happens. As we are reading now. But anyway, let's move on from that creepy shit. What is your WTF story?
So my WTF story is, it's kind of an awesome story, I feel like. So there's this website that is dedicating a channel to saving bees. Like, who does not want to save bees, right?
Bees.
Like, everybody loves bees, and bees love us.
And they're becoming in danger.
Yes, bees give us food. They do so much for us. They give us honey. They pollinate the flowers, you know, things like that.
Yes.
So, to me, it was just funny which website is trying to save our bees. Because, take a random guess, you would think, like, oh, it's, you know,
National Geographic.
Yeah, something like that. The Animal Planet.
Yeah.
Well, the website that's trying to save bees is Pornhub.
And what is Pornhub for all those?
Pornhub. I mean, if the
for
name's
all
not,
of those that if, don't know what
if
it
the
is.
The name is not clear enough. It's a porn website. And they dedicated a channel called Bisexual to save the bees. So every time you see one of their videos on that channel, on the Bisexual channel, they donate to a cause that's saving bees.
What are the videos about? Did you watch?
So yes, I had to go in there and watch. Well, first of all, I had to go in there to
for
make sure this was a valid
purposes.
Story, like a true story. I was like, is this true? Because it's kind of awesome if it is.
You're like, where do I go?
Where do I go? So I go on to Pornhub, and obviously, if you want to go in there, I'll go for it. But just know, okay, nobody under 18, and just know that things pop up, and you will see things other than, you know, bees. No, but this channel is kind of cute and cool. So they have bees on flowers, bees like just bees doing
bee things.
What they do, you know. But these videos are narrated by porn actors. And just to give it that sense of sexiness, I guess you could call it. So I watched the video. I watched, it was funny because he's like, this guy talking, oh yes, yes, pollinate me, like.
So he's pretending like he's a flower.
He's a flower talking to the bee. So it's not. It's like nothing. I mean, no nude people or anything like that.
Nothing sexual, except
it is
for the
sexual
language.
Because the voice and the language, exactly. Yeah. But I was going to say sexual too, but then you know, it is kind of sexual because of the voices.
Yeah.
And then a girl comes in pretending to be the bee, and then she's like, oh yeah, spread them.
But they never actually do anything.
No, it's like just bees and flowers, and it's just bees, videos of bees. Out in the open.
Oh, wow.
But they're just narrated.
Well, it's for a good cause. So if you want to go check them out.
That's what I was saying. So I'm going to be doing a lot of porn hubbing because I like fruit.
You're trying to save the planet.
I love flowers. And I'm trying to say, hello, if we don't have bees, we will die.
So. Oh, yeah. And, you know, like this whole story, like reminded me of another Pornhub story that I saw a long time ago. There's a guy named Ryan Creamer. That's his username on there. And apparently, I read about this on Reddit. He posts videos that are wholesome. So nothing to do with porn. So it's like a point of view video. So he's looking at you like he's talking to you, right? So I'll read you some of the titles. One of them is, I deliver you a pizza and don't put my wiener in it. And it says, another one's called, I, your stepbrother, decline your advances, but I'm flattered. And then there's one where he just, you know, like he pretends to kiss you on the forehead, or he'll tell you that, you know, he had a great time with you and he gives you a hug and says goodbye or opens the door for you. But it's the weirdest shit. Like, who comes up with this stuff? That is weird. Oh my God. And there's some other ones, like the names are a little bit more gross.
Like racy.
Yeah, but it's still like wholesome in a way because it's not, I don't know, it's just weird.
He's just trying to, I guess, be different.
Yeah. There's a funny one called, I ride in a taxi and don't have sex with the driver.
He's trying to break all the stereotypes.
Right. Like everything that's expected, you know?
Yes.
Oh my God.
That's funny.
And, you know, after you said that whole B story, like, I wanted to look it up. And this other article, Pornhub came up. It's like, okay, this has turned into a Pornhub fucking segment. But anyway. Right.
Maybe we should do a segment. I'm
just kidding. You can be the researcher.
Totally kidding.
Sure. And it was actually, they did an article about the most searched Avengers.
Oh.
Yeah. So who do you think came in at number one? I'm curious.
I would say Captain America.
Okay. What about for girls?
For girls, I would say, I don't know.
So for men, it's actually Spider-Man.
Spider-Man?
Yeah.
He's scrawny.
And then for women, it was Captain Marvel.
Oh, Captain Marvel. Okay. And
you said Captain America. So number one was Captain Marvel, then Black Widow, then Spider-Man, then Hulk, and then Captain America.
Wow.
So people rather see Hulk.
Okay. There's a lot of muscle worshippers out there.
And green, right?
That's a fetish. Like, that's an actual fetish.
Also green. I got it. Who knew, right? But anyway, Gamora's in there too. Also green.
Okay, maybe green is a fetish.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It was just a weird thing. Like,
that is weird.
I didn't know they kept track of their search popularity, and then they did a whole article about it. But
it's kind of interesting though, because, you know, people probably don't think that these searches are going to come up, and
yeah,
people are going to find out. It's kind of interesting though to know what people think.
Yeah, like what goes through their head, which one is the most searched one. Like, I don't know, I kind of expected that. I knew the girls were going to be,
yeah, the girls there. Seem,
yeah, because, you know,
but the guys, I'm, but like, the guys, Spider-Man.
I didn't expect that either.
I'm like, Spider-Man,
interesting. But anyway, that was all our tea for today. I do have some April birthdays since it's the last day of April. Yeah, so some April birthdays, you know, because we did March birthdays. I didn't want to have our April babies feel left out. So let's see. We're starting with an Avenger. Robert Downey Jr., 54. Pharrell, 46. Another Avenger, Paul Rudd, 50. Patricia Arquette, 51. Have you seen that show she's on?
No.
It's on Hulu, and it's based on a true story that I don't know if I want to ruin it for everybody, but I think everybody knows pretty much the story. It's called The Act.
And I've heard of
yes,
it.
Yes, it's really good, and she's really good in it. I didn't even know it was her for the longest time.
Is it a suspense, drama?
Yes, both of those. And it's based on a true story. And I highly recommend it if you're looking for something to watch. Except the catch, it's only on Hulu.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, she's turning 51. Jackie Chan, 65. Emma Watson, 29.
Mm. Seth Rogen, 37.
Our girl Macy.
Williams.
Yeah, Aria.
For everyone thinking that, you know, she was not of age.
Or she was 12.
She turned 22.
She turned 22.
Victoria Beckham, 45. Courtney Kay, 40.
Yeah. And she looks so good.
She does.
40. Did you see her cake for her birthday?
Yes.
It's her naked on a bathtub. I was like, of course it is. Even their cake has her butt on it.
They're famous for it. America Ferrera, 35. James Franco, he's a hottie, 41. Jessica Lange, 71. I love Jessica.
Yeah, American Horror Story. She still looks great for her age. She's amazing. Tony Romo, 39. I had to throw him in there because I'm like, I always fan sports people. Jack Nicholson, hella old, 82.
82.
Damn, can you believe he's made it this far? They said he does hella drugs and stuff.
Still?
That's what I hear. And he drinks allegedly. A lot. Allegedly. This is all legend.
Wow, I didn't know that. But wow, 82? Yeah. That is old.
I know.
Machine Gun Kelly, 29. Your fave. John Cena.
He's an athlete.
42. Kelly Clarkson, 37.
Our girl Kehlani, 24. She's so young.
She is.
She's so talented. I can't believe she's only 24.
Yes, and she just recently had a baby.
Yeah, she just recently had a baby. Congrats to her.
Channing Tatum, mm-hmm. 39. Penelope Cruz, 45.
Jessica Alba, 38, and then Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman, only turned 34. Yeah, so those are our April birthdays.
So these are all Aries, Tauruses.
Yes, yes. And do you have anything else?
No, that is it for episode 4. Yay. We were happy to talk to you guys. Remember to follow us on Instagram, Let's Pop the Cork Podcast. Our Twitter is Let's Pop the Cork, our handle. And if you have any suggestions or anything you want to send to us, our email is letspopthecorkpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, and thank you so much for listening to us. Thank you for all the feedback. We, like, you know, we said we appreciate it all. And now you can listen to us on Spotify. So go check us out.
Bye.
Bye.